consider to England or France. You may like to gamble, you might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe a rock and roll addict dancing on the stage. Money, drugs at your command, women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high degree thief. They may call you doctor or they may call you chief. You're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You are listening to Recovery Radio on KRFP in beautiful Moscow, Idaho, the coolest station in the nation. And here on Recovery Radio,
Johnny's like completely prepared and perfect like and usual. What's up with that?
Discombobulated, totally.
Yeah, all right, he recovered within 5 seconds. Right. You're still perfect. It's
5 second rule. There we go. Recovery Radio is an outreach of the Latah Recovery Community Center. And they're located at 531 South Main Street, Suite B in Moscow. Their phone number is 208-883-1045. And their hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 1 for AA meetings, unless there's something special coming up like Crochet and Calm Your Mind. You can get that information on their website. And their web address is latahrecoverycenter.org. Their email address is latahrecoverycenter@gmail.com. And you can also find them on Facebook and Twitter. And Recovery Radio's mission is to share with our community how recovery from addiction and mental health issues affects us all. To make our community aware of the recovery resources available in our area and share the personal stories of people in recovery, highlighting their experience, strength, and hope for continuing recovery. And I am Johnny. I am a grateful recovered alcoholic, recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. And who are you?
I am Denise Miller, and I'm a grateful believer, and I'm also... it sure seemed like a seamlessly hopeless deal with addiction years and years ago, and I'm so grateful to be in recovery today and grateful to be here as well, and really excited about our show today.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
We'll run over quickly some LRCC calendar.
I was gonna say, you've been doing a lot of talking this last few minutes. Six minutes on me, I think.
Oh,
so.
Man.
All right, here we go. So August at the Latah Recovery Community Center, recovery coaching and peer support is every day by appointment. Alcoholics Anonymous each day at noon. Positive affirmations Monday 1 to 2. Recovering parents Monday, August 19th and 26th, 3 to 4 p.m. Life skills Monday, 4 to 5 p.m. Recovery peer volunteer meeting last Monday of the month at 6 p.m. AA Big Book Study Tuesday at 1:30. Chess with Steve Tuesday and Thursday 5 to 6. Narcotics Anonymous Tuesday at 5:30. Friday at 5:30. Free meal or snacks sponsored by Good Sam Tuesday at 5:30 until out of food. Addiction Support Group Tuesday 6:30 to 8. Echo Online Behavioral and Opioid Addiction. See topics online Wednesday 11 to 12 or 11:15 to 12:15. Mental and Addiction Self-Health MASH Wednesday 4 to 5. Positive Affirmations Wednesday 5 to 6. Recovery International Mental Health Self-Help Wednesday 6:30 to 8. New volunteer orientation, Thursdays 4 to 5. Write for your writing support group, open to all, Thursdays 5 to 6:30. The lab is the first and fourth Thursday from 7 to 8:30. NAMI? Did I say that right?
Yeah, NAMI.
North Central Idaho Family Support Program, second Thursday of the month, 7 to 8:30. All recovery meeting, Fridays 5 to 6. Young Adult Addiction Support Group, Fridays 7 to 8. Movie and games. Check website for listings, Friday 6:30 to 9. Veterans Coffee and Bitch Session, American Legion Cabin on Howard Street, first and third Saturday at 1 p.m. How to Crochet and Calm Your Mind, fourth Saturday of the month, 10 to 12. Peer Social Activity, Craft and Pizza, Saturday, August 17th from 1 to 5. Adult Children of Alcoholics Women's Meeting, Sundays, 6 to 7:30. Classes and groups are always free or at cost and open to all. And you can always check www.latelrecoverycenter.org. Or you can call them at 208-883-1045. And the Recovery Center is located at 531 South Main Street.
Fabulous. Thank you. A couple other big highlights from them. We're getting close to the completion of their crisis services expansion.
That's cool.
It's all framed up, drywall's going up, plumbing. It's really noisy down there, so I know they're doing a bunch of stuff. And we're still on track for opening in September. The date is to be determined. And this service means that we'll have facility for people in a behavioral health crisis to calm down, learn about resources, and receive services for up to 23 hours and 59 minutes. And we're partnering with a large number of local service providers as part of the Rural Crisis Center Network to make that happen. That's going to be exciting. And then the next thing that's coming up shortly is the Idaho IROAR, which is the Idaho Recovery Open Awareness Ride, and is focused on celebrating Recovery Month and sharing the message that recovery is possible. All motorcycle enthusiasts are invited to join this beautiful scenic ride through Idaho and parts of Montana. Riders will begin their journey from the Canyon Recovery Community Center on Thursday, August 29th, and finish on September 2nd with the Recovery Fair in Emmett, Idaho. Riders are responsible to obtain their own lodging, except at designated campgrounds. And all proceeds raised by this event go directly to the Idaho Recovery Community Centers. And run through the routes real quick. August 29th, Canyon County Recovery Community Center in Caldwell. They'll have breakfast there. Then on to the state capitol for a rally on the Capitol steps. Then to Recovery in Motion in Twin Falls for their Recovery Fair. And then Hope and Recovery Community Center in Pocatello for the dinner event. August 30th, Center for Hope in 1501 Northgate Mile, Idaho Falls breakfast, and then right on to Missoula. August 31st, they'll be in town right here in Moscow at the Latah Recovery Center on Main Street in Moscow for lunch. And then in the afternoon, they head down to First Step for Life, which is the Recovery Center in Lewiston, Pioneer Park, 5th Street and 3rd Avenue. There'll be a barbecue and a motorcycle raffle. September 1st, they ride to McCall. September 2nd, Gem County Recovery Community Center in Emmett. And they have the Recovery Day Fair there. And if you want to find out about it, just Google IROAR Idaho. And you'll find a link to the page there. And if you have questions, you can contact Stacy at STACEYR, so Stacy R, at RecoveryIdaho, all one word, .org. You can get more information
Excellent.
There. But that's always a fun thing. Get out in the wind, you know, like they say. And Let's see, upcoming guests. Next week, we're going to have God Willing and the Crick Don't Rise. She's got a wounded child, and Amber, our thoughts and prayers go out to you and your boy with his badly broken arm. Amber will be here talking about the LRCC Veterans Outreach Program. And just a reminder, the next Coffee and Bitch session is this Saturday. It's a little off, I think, because the way August started on a weekend.
Yeah, it was just like right away.
Yeah. So it's going to be this Saturday, the 10th at 1 p.m., and it's going to be at the American Legion Cabin, and that's at 317 South Howard Street here in Moscow. And then in 2 weeks, we will have Phil G. On to talk about his recovery, and he is a very interesting fellow. I've known him for a long time. He's actually used to be a neighbor of mine, and I got to watch his kids grow up. He's a heck of a guy. But today, very exciting, we have Jackie and Michelle in the studio. Hello to both of you.
Hello.
And Jackie and Michelle are involved in a lot of different things here in the area, but primarily we're going to start talking about the, I got it right here, Moscow Welcome Table. And who wants to start, Michelle or Jackie?
I'll go ahead and start.
Okay, Jackie. Or Michelle, excuse me. Go ahead. I can't see you. You're behind
this
silly monitor that I don't need. There we go. Now,
see, now the table's all open.
You look much different than I remember.
Right. I dyed my hair.
Oh, amazing.
While we were waiting for you.
Right.
Yeah.
While I was fumbling for papers. Oh, my. Yeah.
So, yeah, the Moscow Welcome Table is a bunch of volunteers here in this area that wanted to see this happen. So we started meeting and coming together. We're going to be holding a free restaurant style fine dining served dinner every month, the third Monday of every month, at the 1912 Center. So our very first dinner is coming up in a little under 2 weeks. We've got fresh flowers donated for the tables. We have live music. We have a harpist who's coming. Yeah, we're really, really excited. We've been planning really hard, and it's all coming together very nicely.
So is this going to be black tie and evening gown?
No, come as you are. We've kind of toyed with the idea for in the future having some sort of dress-up event for fun.
Yeah.
But no, this is come as you are, and everybody is welcome. This is completely just friends getting together for a communal meal. There's no agenda here. There's nobody trying to promote any particular group or business or church or anything. It's just a bunch of volunteers that wanted to see this happen.
Great. And that's, we were talking earlier about it. I think that's it's a really wonderful thing. There's so much going on in the world right now. And we all have our little group of friends that we talk to, and typically we're like-minded, but you know what? I like stepping out of my comfort zone from time to time and, listening to what other people have to say. I don't have to agree with it necessarily, but, I want to be a well-rounded person. I want to understand what other people's passions are and how other people think. And honestly, there's so many things going on here. I don't have time to keep up with all of it, on my own volition. I'm really involved with the Latah Recovery Community Center and doing this radio program sucks up a fair amount of time in my week. And then I'm married to a lovely woman who richly deserves as much time with her as, she deems necessary. I love you, dear. And then I have my two rickety old man dogs that, occasionally need to be loved and petted and so on. Yeah. So something like this where anyone can go to this. And, I was thinking about it, and it's very much like we've gone on a couple of cruises for my wife's big anniversary birthdays. And we always choose to, you can eat in a million places on a cruise ship. But they do offer a dining, semi-dress-up dining every night. And you can sit at a table with other people on the cruise that you might never know. And we've met such wonderful people and learned such interesting things, you know. And that doesn't just necessarily happen in my daily life. So, you know, wow, what a great opportunity to just sit down with a bunch of people that you don't know and find out that, you know, you have things in common or you hate their guts.
Or you might find that there's some people there that you do know and some people you don't know.
That's right. That's
so right. I was just putting it in my calendar on my phone while Michelle was talking. I was like, well, okay, so it's a Monday. It's in a few weeks.
Yeah.
A good time of the day, 5:30.
Yeah.
I can just, you know, show up. I'm assuming my kids are okay.
Yes.
They're well-behaved 8 and 10-year-olds. And this sounds great.
That's not what you said the other day.
Oh, no. My girls are good. They're great. They really are. I love you, girls. But then we get to, you know, have some community time, and I don't have to cook.
Right.
And I don't have to clean dishes, although I'm totally down with helping out. But see, that's kind of the thing. I'm always good with like helping clean up or set up, especially when there's people to talk to. That's just great. And then I'm in my element.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
You do like to talk to people.
I do. And getting things done is great. So you'll probably see me there.
Nice. We want to encourage people to talk to people. This is about community and connection and making those new relationships as much as it is the meal. It's about having that talk and that community over a nice meal. And we're always going to be open for volunteers anytime you want to step up. And yes, children are welcome. And it is accessible. And it's every third Monday from 5:30 to 7. We even have rides available for afterwards. Nice. If somebody's, say, taking the bus to come there, mm-hmm. and by the time they get done eating, the bus is closed, mm-hmm. we have some vans awesome. That we can give you a ride home.
That's great.
So we try to make it as open and available as possible for anybody in the community to come and share.
Nice.
That's fabulous.
Sounds amazing.
I know some places I'm going to post your poster. Mm-hmm. Now, when you say volunteers from all over, I know Food Not Bombs is going to be involved in this. Backyard Harvest has it. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on with as far as their involvement in it?
So Backyard Harvest is donating a lot of the food for this first dinner. Backyard Harvest, for those that don't know, goes and gets people to sign up who, say, have a bunch of fruit trees in their yard, mm-hmm. and it drops way more fruit than they could ever pick right. or want to deal with, and then yeah. it's just rotting on the ground. Mm-hmm. So they join with Backyard Harvest, and Backyard Harvest will get other volunteers who need fruit to come to the house awesome. And pick the fruit. So it's free work to get the fruit removed, and then the people that pick it keep half, the other half goes to support food programs in town. They go into the Children's Weekend Backpack Program. They go to the senior lunches. They go to the St. Mary's Food Bank. Some goes to the Laytaw Recovery Center. Some goes for the weekly dinners with Food Not Bombs. Jackie cooks every week with Food Not Bombs. She can tell you more about what they do.
Yeah, Jackie, tell us a little bit. We've been friends of Food Not Bombs since a couple of young volunteers stumbled in here one day.
Yeah, they brought in donuts and cake and,
you know, instantly got
put us
our
in us
attention.
In a good mood, yeah. Just like, what's up?
What do you want to tell us? Let's go. Yeah, tell us. And
cake, donuts.
But go ahead and tell us about your involvement, Jackie.
I do food pickups from grocery stores. Stuff that's going to expire like in 3 days, and then we give it out. Mm-hmm. And then we save some to cook community meals on Sunday.
Right, and you do that?
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday at?
At 405 South Van Buren. It's the First Presbyterian Church
okay.
in their basement.
Okay. And what time?
4 to 6.
4 to 6.
And okay. if you want to volunteer, you got to be there at 2.
And it's not.
We start cooking at 2.
It's not church run, right? You're just using the space.
Yeah, we're just using the space. Yeah. It's vegan and vegetarian.
Mm. And yummy.
It is so good.
Yeah.
You would never think.
See, this is the thing. I'm thinking, yeah. I need to remember. I got to put that in my phone on the break, too. I need to remember to come check this out because I don't know a lot about vegan and vegetarian. And so it'd be kind of cool to go check it out. It'd be like, hey, girls, come on, let's go check this out. Because it might wind up being food that we have all the time. I don't know.
It is.
You know, then we don't even realize it.
She made a vegan lasagna a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I like lasagna.
With the vegan cheese. I'd never even heard of this kind of stuff. And it had lentils in it, which, you know, of course. But it was the best lasagna I've ever had. She's a great
fabulous.
Cook.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I try.
Another free thing. I don't have to do dishes and I can enjoy fellowship with people. Boy, and, you guys are spoiling me.
And volunteers and everyone else. Always welcome there,
yes.
too.
Right.
Because we
right?
start cooking at 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
We also have a grocery table. Backyard Harvest brings fruit. So we give it out. People can take groceries. We also do like a clothing table. People that donate clothing and like small kitchen stuffs or just anything.
It's just a free table. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's helped a lot of people. And right now we are doing the backpack program. We got together and decided that children need backpacks and new backpacks and new school supplies. So right now we are asking for donations. If anybody could help, that would be great. So we also have tax exempt. So if you need a tax receipt, we have those. You can either come to the Sunday meal or give me a call.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Sure.
At 208-669-3036. Believe me, I'm available every day, all day long.
And you were just telling me, y'all had an original goal of 50 backpacks, and you've given out 32 already, and
yes.
you're out of supplies.
I am out of supplies.
So they really need some donations of supplies and cash. She got a call in the alley right before we came in the building here in the radio station of a lady that needed two more that she's going to just after this. So people are aware of it and yeah. need it, but definitely yeah. they need more donations.
It really is a need.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it could be hard to get these things together, especially if you have more than one kid or your income just isn't so great. Right now, and I find also it's like you've got that going on, and you got to get clothes for the fall, and
yeah, it's a whole. Kids are expensive.
Gosh.
That's why I never had any.
Yeah, no. yeah. And this is not
really our. Hey, you want to adopt a couple? Like, when it works
yeah,
something
sure.
out.
We do
I
some
mean,
share time.
I tell you, yeah, we'll do some like visitation. My kids can come over and visit with you and your puppies and your wife.
Yeah,
and
there you go.
And then you help with some of my supplies. I need.
Yeah,
how about that?
Yeah, that's great.
That doesn't sound weird or anything.
And we're
not bizarre
doing,
either.
Not
yeah.
at all.
We're not just doing Moscow. We're doing Tinsid, Potlatch, Princeton, the surrounding. Mm-hmm. Counties.
That's right. great.
And it's not just the backpack. It's the backpack full of school
supplies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
And
right.
the list on that is on the Food Not Bombs Facebook mm-hmm. page.
Great.
Yeah.
Yes. And actually, so is there a Food Not Bombs way or how do we find out information? How does our listening audience find out information about all this? And
wouldn't it be on the Food Not Bombs website?
Yes.
Website?
So how do we find that?
If they Google Food Not Bombs of the Palouse, mm-hmm. it'll pull up the Facebook.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just...
And everybody yeah. has Facebook.
And you want to put the Palouse on there because there's a national chapter. So if
right.
they put in Food Not Bombs mm-hmm. of the Palouse, boom.
Then
right
they're going to get the local one because there's
And then gives them the information
everywhere.
On the school drive and the weekly meals. And cool. if somebody wants to volunteer for the pickups, because there's food pickups
nice.
Almost daily, if not yeah. daily.
It's so yeah. great to hear, because that's the thing. I remember being a little girl growing up in Arizona, and my grandfather had grapefruit trees, and he must have had 15 of them. And I mean, they were, it was good. The stuff was great. I love grapefruit. And they would just fall to the ground.
Yeah.
And, it was kind of a deal. It was hard to go around, pick it all up. He was older and everything like that. And I think there was a few times he found someone to come pick up the stuff, take it away for free or, pick it. So I'm just really glad to hear that you've come up with a way so that, I love fruit. Most people do. To get that used instead of it just rotting on the ground.
Right.
So,
and it's really just about
awesome.
Making that connection, and that's what's happening with
yes.
all these different programs. We have a hunger rate in this area, in mm-hmm. Latah County and in Whitman County. 1 in 6 people.
Yeah,
1 in 6. That's really high amount.
That's really high.
And then nationally, we have enough surplus food that goes into the trash to feed everybody 6 times over.
Yeah.
So really, it's about getting that food mm-hmm. before it rots and drops
yeah.
to the ground into the people, or getting it before it's thrown away from the store, what have you. It's just about shifting it around and connecting people up so they're aware of that.
Right. I've read on that too. It's crazy.
My family on my mother's side were farmers in Minnesota. And, this is what farmers used to do then. You would connect with other farmers, and if you had, a surplus of this or that, mm-hmm. or you had a bunch of leftover corn, well, Bob over here needs some feed for his cattle, So, I mean, you give him the extra corn, and then when they do their slaughter in the fall, they'll kick me back some beef. But the thing is, we're not connected like that when it comes to food anymore.
Yeah.
And as part of it's lack of community. I mean, I know all my neighbors in my little neighborhood. We just had a little welcome party for some new neighbors that moved in and invited the rest of the neighborhood over. But that's a throwback to, you know, my old Minnesota roots, you know, where people, you know, to communicate with the people around them. Doesn't happen so much here. And it's tough in a college community, too. You know, a student comes up from Lamb's Lake, Idaho, or, you know, Goat's Ear, Montana, and they come to the university, and they don't know anybody. They might, you know, get to know their roommate in the dorm or a couple of people in classes, but, you know, being able to connect them to food can be a lot different. And I know there's a lot of, and I don't really understand the term totally, maybe you can help me out, but food insecurity on campus. And maybe you can clear that up for me, Michelle.
Yeah. So there's a difference between food insecurity and hunger. And a lot of people don't get it because it sounds kind of the same thing. Hunger is my lunch is in half an hour and I want to eat now. I'm hungry. Food insecurity is, according to the clock, my lunch is in half an hour, but I don't know if I'm going to have lunch today or dinner tonight or lunch tomorrow. Hunger is short term, half an hour. Food insecurity is, I don't know if I have enough food to last the week. I'm probably going to let my daughter eat so that I don't. I don't know when I'm going to be able to go to the store the next time. And while the food insecurity rate is 1 in 6 for the general population here, it's 1 in 4 for the university students.
Yeah, I've heard that.
It is 1 in 4. We have done surveys on the U of I campus, and it's 27% for U of I students. So any students listening, there are 7 free pantries on the U of I campus. Their location is mapped on the U of I website. There are other free pantries around town. There's free food programs around town. There's diaper programs. There's food discounts at the co-op. There's free meals like the Moscow Welcome Table and the Food Not Bombs feeding. They're here, and we're working on making them more visible so that people are aware of them.
Yeah. Right, right.
It would be really great if there could just be a place that you could just look online or whatever.
You're cutting out, miss?
Oh, that would be great if there's a place just look online, because there are times where, you know, if it's the end of the month or what, you know what I mean, in between paychecks or something like that, where if you've got it's going to be 4 days before I'm going to get paid again. So what is right now? Where can I go?
Right.
You know, whether you're, you know, a student or a family or whatever, that would be really great personally.
You're working on that.
I think. Yeah, yeah. That'd be great.
That's right. And, you know, I have been so blessed in my life that I can only think of a handful of times where it's like, I can either pay my rent and have a warm place to sleep or, you know, buy groceries. So I better have a warm place to sleep first, and then I'll figure out. And, you know, it's always been the kindness of others, you know. Hey, come on over and, you know, we're barbecuing radishes or whatever. Come on over and have some, you know.
Right. I'd like to see what that tastes like, barbecuing radishes.
Is delicious when you're starving.
Sounds
tasty.
I'm not picky.
and you know, my wife and I have both tried to, you know, pay that forward. We're constantly adopting college students. My wife worked at the university for a while at a sorority, and the connections to people, and it's like Sunday always seems to be, you know, a half dozen people show up and we feed them, mm-hmm. you know, whether they like it or not. You know? Those skinny sorority girls, they can eat, you know.
Yep.
So, but yeah, I mean, it's a wonderful thing to do if you can. And if you can't do it all, certainly volunteering a little would be a great way to go.
And if you volunteer in food recovery, you get food. So that's nice. A lot of us that are doing the food, you know, you go with what, you know, stirs your heart. I started in this because I didn't have enough food and it drew me to it. And then I started doing it. I started loving it. And, you know, most of my friends now are in the volunteering because that's who I spend time with.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I get
fantastic.
That.
Fantastic. Yeah.
You know, so it broadens your friend base as well.
It does.
You know.
Yeah. And then you have activities to do together.
Right.
That's perfect. Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Standard thing every month or every week, you know, whatever you got going on. It's yeah. perfect.
Hey, we're going to take a minute here, have a little drink of water. We're going to listen to a little music, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more with Jackie and Michelle. And you are listening to KRFP Recovery Radio in beautiful Moscow, Idaho, 90.3 on your dial.
Peace.
And that was little Joe Walsh. Life's been good to me so far. And we have a couple of people in the studio today listening. You're listening to Recovery Radio on KRFP, the coolest station in the nation. And we have a couple of people, Jackie and Michelle, in the studio today, talking about how you can be even more good to people and make your life better so far. And we were talking about the Moscow Welcome Table and what's coming on with that. And I'll just repeat it, or do you want
to
repeat it?
I was going to say, we need to read this. So Moscow Welcome Table welcomes you. Please join us for a free dinner and connection with your community each month. Served the third Monday of every month at the 1912 Center, 412 East 3rd Street in the Great Room. Seating from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. First dinner is August 19th, and that's a Monday, correct? Mm-hmm. Of this year, obviously. I read everything, silly me. Come join us, or come join fine dining with your neighbors. All are welcome. For more information or to volunteer, moscowwelcometable@gmail.com. And you were also mentioning that there is some transportation home if some people need some rides home, if they took the city bus or got dropped off and they need a way home.
Yep.
What else would be good for the community to know?
This meal, which will be our first meal, we have live music.
Excellent.
This is a nice served dinner with a restaurant style atmosphere.
Cool.
Children are welcome. It's accessible. We're going to be doing this every single month, always the third Monday of the month.
Nice.
And it's totally free, and we encourage anybody in the community to come. Absolutely everyone is welcome.
Yeah. Sounds great. And that Great Room is really nice. I've been in there for some different types of meetings or functions at the 1912 building, and it's really nice. It's a nice setting.
It's a good space.
Yeah, it really is. And there's pretty much everything that you could need right there for that. So that sounds amazing. I'm just so grateful for what you ladies are doing. I think this is really awesome. I hear you touching on areas that really help the community. I hear you touching on areas that really help the community, and I'm just very happy about that. So thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we have just a little bit of time left.
We got 10 minutes or
so.
10 minutes.
Yeah. And so what haven't we covered, Johnny? Johnny's like, I was trying to do some stuff with computers.
Universe and everything. we've covered quite a bit here. You know, I think it's been really great that we've touched on so many different things here. I mean, we're talking Food Not Bombs and how, you know, they have a program and Backyard Harvest, which they have. I know they've been around for about 2-3 years now.
Yeah, I've heard it, but I didn't know what it was about.
And my place, we have like a gazillion fruit trees up there, and in years past, we've, you know, been able to call friends, work associates, whoever. Some people from the Mormon church came over one year and just really stripped the trees. It was great because they produce, certain years they produce enough food to feed, you know, the entire city of Moscow. Mm-hmm. They're ridiculously healthy. And we've had some contact with some Backyard Harvest people, evidently apples sometimes can be more than they need, but we keep them on the list for when the plum trees come in and the pears when they start overproducing. So yeah, that's something I've taken advantage of, and you know, just in a selfish, self-centered way. And I'm not going to have to, you know, clean up the ground under these things to keep the flies and the bees down to a dull roar.
And then
roar.
That food doesn't go to waste. This is all around win-win situation.
Yeah, it's
honestly
going straight into the food banks, straight into the kids' backpack programs.
Yeah.
And this is apple season,
right?
So I mean, they just got the cherries done, and they're always looking for volunteers to people to come out and physically pick the fruit.
Right.
But they do wonderful work. They also spearheaded the program at the farmers market so that we can now have food stamps can be used at the farmer's market.
Yeah, really? About
that. That's from Backyard Harvest. That. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You go to the Backyard Harvest booth and you say, okay, I wanted to spend $10 today. Yep. They'll run your EBT card for $10. And then they have a bonus program from funds they raise. They give you 14 in tokens. They have a 40% bonus that they give you if you use your EBT card.
Oh, fabulous.
So you can go and get some local farmers fresh eggs mm-hmm. or honey or something like that. So it's helping the farmers stay in business.
Right.
You get a 40% discount base or 40% more. So it kind of makes it a comparable price as the
amazing.
Cheaper yeah. grocery stores. And you get to get out and network and socialize mm-hmm. with everybody.
Has anyone here ever grown zucchini in their backyard garden?
I have grown rocks.
I'm not a gardener.
Well, I'll tell you what. Zucchini is a magical plant. Because you think, well, I'll plant like 4 zucchini plants and that'll give me plenty of zucchini.
Do they just keep having babies?
They are so incredibly productive and it's not just this area. My uncle lived in Las Vegas in the desert, right? Zucchini loves the desert. It loves anywhere. And we're getting to the point now where the doorbell will ring and I'll go there and there's nobody there, but there's a grocery sack full of zucchini.
Right.
And, you know, I love zucchini, but there comes a point where, you know, you have to like lock your car and roll up the windows. Otherwise you'll come back and it'll be full of zucchini.
So on Thursday, when you come in to see me, the next time you have a bag of zucchini, whatever extra you want, you bring it to me.
I don't plan it anymore for that very reason, because I know it's just going to boomerang on me and my neighbors will hate me because
they're also overrun with zucchini.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah, like
zucchini,
it's crazy.
That sounds awesome.
Zucchini is really good. You can get one of those.
I just eat it raw.
Crazy spiral slicers, and you use it like you would use noodles. You know, you just basically blanch them, you know, in boiling water or steam them for just a couple of minutes mm-hmm. and then use like a marinara sauce or
it's like
a
zucchini spaghetti.
Yeah. Yeah.
Killing me.
It's
and we
wonderful.
Make casseroles.
Huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Things, casseroles. With you do so do. Much stuff with it.
Ding,
we're good. And let's see. Contact information again for... volunteering for Moscow Welcome Table. How would they get in touch?
We have a full web presence, so you can email us moscowwebtable@gmail.com. We're on Facebook, Pinterest, and Twitter, so you can find us pretty easily if you just punch in Moscow Welcome. We even have the hashtag Moscow Welcome Table, so you should be able to find us pretty easy.
Okay.
Food Not Bombs is also on Facebook. They have a weekly meal every single week, no matter what, rain or shine.
And that's the one that's on Sunday at 4.
Every Sunday
at the First Presbyterian Church.
From 4 to 6,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And on Van Buren.
Yeah.
Yep. That's 405 South Van Buren Street in the basement.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. And the basement entrance is kind of like in the right corner. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't find it the first time I was trying to go in the main doors, mm-hmm. but it's kind of around the side. Yeah,
isn't that the one that's just... like right across the street basically from the sheriff's office and the courthouse? Yeah, yes. Okay. That's the one. Can't miss a big steeple right there.
Right.
Yeah. A landmark. For some reason the county offices, if you know, want to vote early, you go there. If you mm-hmm. wanna go see a wayward relative, you can go in that room on the far side there.
It's a good space. They got a big kitchen. They got a kids play area, so people can come with their kids and
they have something to do.
Yeah,
awesome.
That's fantastic.
I love it, and I love how you guys are, you know, making it to where food can get where it needs to be. Mm-hmm. And I did not know that our students were struggling for food.
Yeah,
it seems a bit wrong. I mean, that
kind of,
you know,
does.
Yeah, of course, it's always seemed that way to me, you know, in a country with as much bounty as this country has. I mean, literally, we produce enough wheat on the Palouse to feed the world. That's just the Palouse.
Right.
Then there's that big old swash, you know, down the middle of the continent where, you know, they feed the rest of the world other things and soybeans and corn and anybody has to go hungry just seems crazy to me.
It's a much higher number for students. A lot of students are not eligible to receive food stamps, because in order to be a college student and even get the eligibility, you have to be working a minimum of 20 hours a week. Mm-hmm. Once you're working 20 hours a week at minimum wage, your income is considered too high to be eligible for food stamps.
Right, if you're just one person.
So they're not getting any assistance in that area, and then that leaves them kind of stuck like Chuck, you know. And a lot of people do assume, well, if they're going to university, they must have some funds, and that's not always the case. A lot of them are there on scholarship and grants and aids, and they are starving every day.
And I don't know about you guys, but I remember going to school. I did two semesters, and that was pretty dang time consuming, you know, going to school.
Yeah,
I mean, it just seems like that takes up pretty much most of your time. So, I mean, I can't fault you for not having time to work. I don't know. I mean,
it's a lot.
And it's
of
kind
effort.
Of a catch-22, like what you were explaining. But it makes sense to me to just be a full-time student if you need to be. You know?
Right.
So that seems like enough.
Says the lady who's raising two children, has four jobs, three volunteer.
It's three part-time jobs, three volunteer jobs, and you know.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, if you're doing all that schoolwork, you don't have time to go out and look for food. And meanwhile, if you're not getting the food, then you don't have the nutrition for your brain to work properly to get your schoolwork done. So it's one of those catch-22s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why I'm so grateful for people like Jackie. Jackie's the cook, and she's amazing. And she's there every week feeding people, and it's a beautiful thing.
It is.
Fantastic.
It is. Awesome.
Well, hey, kids, we are up against the clock here. We're going to have Quantum Sheep rolling in before we know it. And just want to say thank you, Michelle, and thank you, Jackie, for coming in and sharing your information today and for your service to the community. It's fabulous. I am awe inspired by you both.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you, Denise.
Thank you, Johnny,
for being here and keeping me on track and allowing me mildly harass you and tease you.
From the minute I walked in the door, I think. But I wasn't taking it. So.
No.
Yeah. No. It's all good. I'm on top of it these days.
Dishes it out and she can take it. Yeah. Nope. So anyway, that's it for us today on Recovery Radio on KRFP. Thanks for tuning in. And be a part of your community and do some things and like I like to say, if you think you have a problem with drugs and alcohol, you do.
If my words did glow with the gold of sunshine, and my tunes were played on the harp unstrung, would you hear my voice come through the music? Would you hold it near as it were your own? It's a hand-me-down. The thoughts are broken. Perhaps they're better left unsung. I don't know. Don't really care. Let there be songs to fill the air. Rippled in still water, when there is no pebble tossed, nor wind to blow, reach out your hand. If your cup be empty, if your cup is full, may it be again, let it be known. there is a fountain that was not made by the hands of men. There is a road, no simple highway, between the dawn and the dark of night. And if you go, no one may follow. That path is for your steps alone. Ripple in still water, when there is no pebble tossed, no wind to blow. You choose to lead, must follow. But if you fall, you fall alone. If you should stand, then who's to guide you? If I knew the way, I would take you home. La da da da, la da 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 da. La-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-